It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Dina from Uxbridge joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Hi, Dina.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
This is the most amazing story ever. So tell
it
everybody.
Is for me.
Yeah. Tell everybody how much money you just recently came into.
$5,000.
And how did that happen?
I was listening to Mix 104.1 on the Odyssey app.
And you fell into 5K? Like we may have been talking about for a month?
Yeah, I've been doing this for years now, listening to Mix 104.1 and on the Odyssey app at work ever since it came about. And all of a sudden, they paid me for it.
That is unbelievable. $5,000. Now, I don't want to put you on the spot or anything, but have you had a moment to process what you might do with $5,000?
Oh, yes, right away. I have a Disney trip planned.
Okay. You taking, like, you taking kids or grandkids or what's going on?
No, you don't bring kids to Disney.
Disney adults, let's go!
Exactly.
You don't take kids to Disney.
So let me ask you this. Will you be making reservations for one of those restaurants that are harder to get into or that you couldn't necessarily afford? Are we going to spring for something fun?
No, because I don't really think that the expensive restaurants are really worth it.
All right.
You said D3. What is D3?
That's Disney Day Drinkers Club, which, Kennedy, you should join. You would have so much fun adulting.
Oh, honey, I will never go to Disney, but I am a Disney adult in my heart, and I follow so many Disney adults, but I don't know that I could go myself.
Oh, you could.
I don't know, boo. It's a lot of people.
It's all now, in the timing.
As somebody who grew up to going, I went to Disney a lot as a kid. You know, I grew up in Florida, and so all my family was up in the Northeast, and they would come down every spring break, every holiday they were coming to Florida, and I would always get hauled off to Disney. And I don't associate drinking with Disney. I associate it more with Epcot. Is drinking at Disney World now a popular thing?
It is, because they have so many different bars and restaurants, and it's just a fun thing. It's not a, you know, drinking to get trashed kind of thing.
I think what it is everyone who went there as a kid is our age now.
Right. Yeah, I get it.
And they've grown, and so they want to go, you know, and they've whatever, and I think Disney has realized that people love nostalgia and it makes them feel good and they're grown up. So
you know what I might suggest you spend the $5,000 on? Take a little piece of it. They've just introduced a new Fast Pass. It's $500 and you get into the front of the line on all of the rides. They're doing like this. Yeah, they just announced this week. It's $500
for one visit.
Holy
crap.
But you get in at the front of the line for every ride.
Yeah, but how many other people are going to buy? Oh, anyway, I
don't know, but I'm just saying.
Dina, we appreciate. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Dina, speaking of breaking off a little piece of that 5K, Are you going to throw a little my way? Because I feel like I played an integral part in you winning.
What? No,
you
Dan.
Certainly did.
I found Dina on Facebook once I found out that she was a winner. And I was like, respond to the email. It's real. Give them your information.
I know. Dina was a little concerned that whoever was emailing her was like, you know, a Nigerian prince and it wasn't real.
Well, you gotta give a lot of information. So you got to be careful these days.
Well, that's awesome. Well, congratulations on winning the $5,000.
Well, thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
And thanks for listening.
Yeah, you're now officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
That's awesome. Thank you.
About to make it rain on Space Mountain.
All right. Bye, Dina.
Bye. Thank you.
And if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, maybe you won $5,000 from a radio station or you won $5 in a scratchy.
Mm-hmm.
617-931-1234. We want to hear about something good in your life. Again, you can call or text us here in the studio at 617-931-1234 for the Good Vibe Tribe. You have some Good Vibe Tribe audio this morning, Kennedy?
I do. So this is a gentleman. He is colorblind, and they gave him some special glasses whereby he can see color. So he watched his favorite movie, Wizard of Oz, for the first time. And this is what it sounded like.
This is his favorite movie, and he's so excited to finally see it in color.
The Wizard of Oz! I'm going to go next. It's so bright! Look at the yellow brick room! Hang on, this is a horse in a bear cut belly. It changed colors! What colors? What color is that? What is that?
That's purple.
That's purple.
He was looking at the horses, you know, as they change colors as they come down. And he's like, what color is that? What color is that?
That's amazing.
Because he didn't know what they were.
That's great. Thank you, Kennedy.
You're welcome.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Sue from Plymouth.
Hi, Sue.
Good morning. Hi, guys.
Hi. Also, your daughter's here. What's her name?
Madeline.
Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
Oh, you grown. Okay.
Yeah.
It's none of your business, sir.
Well, I was expecting like a 12-year-old. I wasn't expecting a 22-year-old. Caught me off there.
Still none of your business, sir.
It's a whole Taylor Swift song about feeling 22. It's a good year.
It was. It's a great year for them. Yep, she and her twin sister.
Aww. Oh, what's her sister's name?
Janelle?
Do you not like her enough? Is that why she's not there, too?
No, she's elsewhere working. We're getting ready for work. We're all over the place. The older sister's off to work, so we're busy.
I guess we know who the favorite is,
Boss,
right, Dan?
Ladies.
Madeline. All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. Win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Daniel Craig was asked who the next James Bond should be. His answer, I don't care.
Simple.
What is James Bond's secret agent code name?
007.
Keith Urban recently sat down with Rob Lowe on his podcast and admitted how much he loves eating at Waffle House. Keith said, scattered, smothered, covered, chalked, topped, diced, let's go. There are zero Waffle House locations in Keith's home country. Where is he from?
Australia.
Question number three. Donald Trump has won the 2024 election. There were seven states that were viewed as highly competitive whose results were going to decide the election. What name do they use to identify those states? What do they call them?
Swing states.
Say that again. I didn't hear you.
Swing state.
Question number four. Mariah Carey released the dates for her 2024 Christmas tour. Finish the lyric to her iconic Christmas song, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Oh, I won't ask for much this Christmas. I won't even wish for snow. I'm just going to keep on waiting, blank.
It's like she's in the room, Carson.
I know.
Underneath the mistletoe.
Question number five. The celebrity who engaged the most voters this election cycle was Sabrina Carpenter. She registered 35,000 new voters and engaged over 263,000 voters throughout her tour with giveaways, postcards, and in-person activations. What is the name of her tour she did all of this on?
Sweet tour.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
And that is where it pays to have a 22-year-old playing with you.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Sue and her daughter, Madeline, got 5 out of 5.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Coming for your neck.
Well done, friends. Well done.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
These are tough, Kennedy.
Love the excitement.
Me too.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you get right or wrong, because we need some more drama around here today.
It's what I need, Carson. It's more anxiety in my life. Bring it.
Yes.
Question number one. Daniel Craig was asked who the next James Bond should be. His answer, I don't care.
He was so ready to leave. He was so done.
It's too bad. He was good, too.
What is James Bond's secret agent code name?
007.
Keith Urban recently sat down with Rob Lowe on his podcast and admitted how much he loves eating at Waffle House. Keith said Scottish mother covered, chunked, chopped, and diced.
No.
Let's go. That is incorrect.
Incorrect.
It is mother covered.
It's Scatter's mother covered.
Scatter's mother Nine. Covered, top, diced, chunked.
No. No, it is none of those things. Go on.
What? You got to get it chunked.
Scatter's mother covered, that's it.
No, you
I don't
chunked.
Want ham.
No, chunked is chili.
Keep moving.
Chili?
That's called All the Way, Dan. Yeah. So good.
It's a riot.
I don't want to go all the way.
There are zero Waffle House locations in Keith's home country. Where's he from?
Austria.
Donald Trump has won the 2024 election. There were 7 states that were viewed as highly competitive whose results were going to decide the election. What did they call those states?
Swing states.
Mariah Carey released the dates for her 2024 Christmas tour, finished the lyric to her iconic Christmas song, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Oh, I won't ask for much this Christmas. I won't even wish for snow. I'm just going to keep on waiting. Blank.
Underneath the mistletoe.
The celebrity who engaged the most viewers this election cycle was Sabrina Carpenter. She registered 35,000 new voters and engaged 263,000 voters throughout her tour with giveaways, postcards, and in-person activations. What is the name of her tour she did all of this on?
Oh, crap.
Do you want to phone a 22-year-old?
It's... I don't know.
All right, question number one, you said 007. That is correct. Question number two, you said Australia. Yes, that is correct. Question number three, swing states was the correct answer. Underneath the mistletoe was, in fact, correct. And
I get 2 points for singing it?
You should, Kennedy.
No, I shouldn't.
Question number five. It is the short and sweet
short
tour.
Short and sweet. Gosh.
Short and sweet. Yep.
And the crowd goes wild.
5-4.
It was right there. I just couldn't find it.
Sue gets
wow, Madeline rocks. Madeline rocks.
Yeah, Sue and Madeline getting it done.
Is she your favorite twin now that she won you $100?
Absolutely.
She was already her favorite. You could tell. 5-4 is the final score, Kennedy. You take the L. Sue gets the win. Not only do you get the $100, you also got yourself a pair of tickets to Shawn Mendes for Friends and Family Only, a live concert film in theaters for one night, November 14th. If you want to find a participating theater, visit friendsandfamilyfilm.com. You're going to that for free. Kennedy, yay! You have something you'd like to say to Sue?
I do. My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Sue and Madeline.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1 streaming on the Odyssey app. If you've not heard the news yet, everyone is now projecting that Donald Trump will in fact be the 47th president of the United States of America. But the real question is, do you want to win tickets to see Pentatonix?
Yep.
Rebecca's from Norway. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
You're a fifth grade teacher.
I am.
So I feel like you have a good understanding of what our youth know and don't know about what's going on in current events.
I hope so.
All right. My son Barrett will be 14 years old in 2 weeks, Kennedy.
Wow, that's crazy.
eighth grade. So I decided to ask him some questions last night about the presidential race. I'm going to give you the question, and then you have to guess if Barrett will know the answer to the question. Are you ready, Rebecca, for the first one?
I am ready.
Which person represents the Republican Party and which person represents the Democratic Party?
I feel like that's a softball for the first one. Do you think he'll know the answer to that?
I do.
Kamala is Democratic and, well, then Trump is Republican.
I literally just cannot get over his voice. Freaks me out every time I hear it.
What did Barrett say sounds different these days?
He's got a deeper voice than you do, Carson.
All right, here's the next one I asked Barrett.
How do they count votes?
Huh?
How do they count votes?
Like by hand?
I don't think he'll know this one.
I don't think a lot of adults know this one.
I don't. That question is so.
They actually
giant umbrella.
They actually count them by hand, and then they also use computers to count them.
Oh, machines and like computers.
Oh, okay.
That is incorrect. They count some of them. They count by hand, and some of them they count by computers. Here's the third question I asked Barrett.
Who are the two vice presidential candidates for the Republican and Democratic Party?
Ooh. Ooh, this one's tough. I don't think he's going to know.
Vance.
And the other person?
Oh, wait, you got that one right. I was impressed he knew one of them.
Mm.
All right, here's the third one. Take a listen.
How many candidates are running for president?
Ooh. Ooh. No, I don't think he's going to know this.
Like four?
That is correct. There are four candidates running for president, Kennedy.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Now, there was like 24 that got write-ins or whatever, but there were only four that were allowed to officially be on the ballot.
Rebecca, you don't have enough faith in the youth.
I guess I don't.
All right, take a listen to this one.
Explain the Electoral College. How does it work?
Oof.
Like trash. What?
I don't think he knows this, because I don't think most Americans know this.
Okay, so there's a popular vote, and then the Electoral College, which is like the other vote. In different states, there are a different amount of politicians that have their own votes. In California, they have 54 votes, which is 54 different politicians of different titles.
I don't know that they're politicians. I think they're politicians. They're not. They're just part of the Electoral College.
They're part of the Electoral College. If there are more votes leaning towards one party, then that state wins, either Republican or Democrat. That's why you see like the maps with the blue and the red, because whatever state has the most votes going towards like Democrat will be that state wins.
I think he got that one right. I feel like he explained that one.
I think he did too.
Yeah, I thought he did pretty well on that one.
Let's go, Barrett.
Nice job.
Proud of my boy.
All right. He's got good teachers.
And here is the last one.
Are either candidates allowed to challenge the results?
I think he knows this.
Yeah.
How?
By going on Twitter and saying it's wrong.
Ha! Ha ha! Yep!
Yeah.
How?
By going on Twitter and saying it's wrong.
Many aura points.
I mean,
many aura points.
Yes. He has the Riz, Kennedy.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you.
Still Sigma.
Barrett has a pretty good understanding of what is going on in the world, and I'm impressed by that. Well, I think you did really well on that too, Rebecca. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You got yourself a pair of tickets, or excuse me, four tickets to go see Pentatonix on November 19th at the DCU Center. Tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. So you enjoyed that show.
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
I would have loved to have asked an adult like outside the polling place who just voted same exact questions as like a control.
Right.
To see how many the average adult knows compared to Barrett.
Yeah, I think he would have won. Yes, I think so too.
Agreed. Mm. Agreed.
Yes. And thank you for teaching our children so well, Rebecca, being a fifth grade teacher.
Thank you so much. Your son has great teachers too.
Oh, that's great. All right, it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
So again, if you're just waking up and listening to a streaming on the Odyssey app, or you hopped in the car and you haven't checked the news yet, the Associated Press has called the presidential election with 277 of the Electoral College votes. President-elect Donald Trump will be the 47th president of the United States. Kamala Harris had 224 of the Electoral College votes, about 47.5% of the popular vote, as Donald Trump had 51% of the popular vote. A couple of things we really hadn't had a chance to talk about yet was Elizabeth Warren. Mm-hmm. She won yesterday, but also the ballots. So we had five statewide ballot measures were on the ballot here in Massachusetts for the elections yesterday. Five different initiatives. So we had the standardized testing to graduate high school, increasing the minimum wage for tipped employees was a very big one, auditing the state legislature, unionizing and collective bargaining for transportation network drivers like Uber, and providing regulated access to certain psychedelic substances. That was about legalizing, is it mushrooms, psychedelics?
Psilocybin.
Thank you. All right, so on question one, authorize the state auditor to audit the state legislature and remove some existing regulations regarding the auditing process. 72% voted yes. Mm-hmm. Seemed like the way it was written, it seemed like the right thing to do, that if you're an auditor, you should be allowed to audit. And most people agreed with that for some reason.
Transparency is important.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So that was question one. The auditor is now allowed to audit. Question number two, Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Eliminate the requirement that students must pass the standards-based MCAS exam to graduate from high school. And this was such an interesting one for me personally, knowing how terrible I did in school. I barely graduated. In Florida, you get a GPA and you have to have when I graduated, you had to have a 1.5 GPA to graduate. Mm-hmm. And I had a 1.6 GPA to graduate high school. So it was very, very close. And I know I would not have passed the test to get my high school diploma. It just mm-hmm. wouldn't have happened. So as for this one, eliminating the requirement that students must pass the standard-based MCAS, 59% said yes, eliminate the test, and 41% said no, do not eliminate the test.
I know teachers really wanted to get rid of the test.
Yeah, it felt like a lot of teachers.
Crimped their ability to teach the things. You know, you had to teach that test all the time. You had to constantly be teaching.
Yeah, we hear
so
that a lot,
they would,
right?
They would do well, because if your school does well, then you get more dollars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's not necessarily the stuff you need to learn in life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessary. And it's certainly, status-wise.
Right.
I think it's...
Yeah. You're teaching to test well instead of to educate.
Yeah.
I think I understand.
Like, I want to learn how to balance a checkbook. I don't know how fast the train is moving if Joey's going 3 miles an hour and has five apples.
Yeah. If there were 700 watermelons.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Teach me the things I need to know.
I think, some would argue, though, the reason it's important to have the test is to make sure that some teachers are teaching the stuff that needs to be taught.
But I think that's done in-house, isn't it? Isn't that why you have a principal?
I think so. You would hope so.
No. Schools should just have general life courses as well.
I mean, maybe they do. I don't know.
Yeah.
But.
I didn't go a lot.
So question number two, yes to eliminate the MCAS test to graduate high school. Question number three, so this was under labor and business regulations, provide for unionization and collective bargaining for transportation network drivers. Essentially, would Uber or Lyft drivers be allowed to unionize? And this one was very, very close. In fact, I don't think it has been called yet. It is so close. It looks to be what I'm reading, about 54% voting yes to allow them to unionize and about 46% voting no to unionize. So I don't think they've called
it
that race.
88% of votes counted right now.
It has not been called yet. That is still kind of hanging out there. As for question number four, this falls under the drug crime policy. Allow persons 21 years of age or older to grow, possess, and use natural psychedelic substances, as well as establish a commission to regulate the licensing of psychedelic substances and services. And this one is did not pass. 57% of the vote was against passing this. 43% of the vote was for passing this. I think this is something that as we go down the road, they'll be able to study more, maybe educate people more of the potential benefits to it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were just like, no drugs on my corner,
yeah,
instead of understanding how incredibly really helpful this has been to people, and they're not suggesting. I mean, not to say that there's a packy on every corner, not to say that alcohol kills more people every day than most things, but I hope that if this gets to come back, that people will take some time and understand how many people it's helped, specifically soldiers, people coming out of the military,
with people
PTSD.
Dealing with PTSD.
You have
no
idea how much this has helped people like that.
People just aren't ready yet, but hopefully down the line,
I get it.
Well, I mean, you know, we look at the drug problems that we've had in the Commonwealth, and I think people are just so afraid of
this
what they don't know.
Yeah,
but they don't know that yet, and until everybody's educated on this, I saw in Florida they
don't vote on it. If you know what I mean, like if you don't know, if you're not going to do the research, I may tell.
I saw in Florida they actually did not pass. They did not legalize marijuana, which I thought was interesting.
Does not surprise me at all.
And question number five. This was obviously
This was the one.
This was the big one. This was hotly contested. You saw the ads on television. This falls under the wages and minimum wages for question number five. It was to increase the minimum wage for tipped employees to meet the state's standard minimum wage. So we're talking about, you know, tipped employees in the restaurant industry, waiters, servers, bartenders, things of that nature. So a yes vote would be to increase it to $15 an hour, the minimum wage. Right now it's around six something an hour. And then if they don't make the six something an hour with their tips included, the restaurants are obliged by law to fill that gap. They have to pay them to meet that. Mm-hmm. And so 64% of you voted no on that. So they will not be increasing the minimum wage for tipped employees to meet the state standard minimum wage. And I think a lot of people in the restaurant business say this is going to help keep them in business, that the margins were so small in the restaurant industry that this would have ended up closing a lot of restaurants, is what those who supported voting no on that. So there you go. Those are pretty hotly contested. And it's just interesting to see how they all, all happened.
Yeah.
So. That is that.
Yeah.
Thank you all for doing your civic duty.
Yep.
Carson and Kennedy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
On Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hi to Kim from Lynn.
Hello, Kim from Lynn.
Hi, Kennedy.
Hi.
We kick Kennedy out, please, Kim.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You as well. Thank you.
Five trivia questions, Kim. So they're all pop culture stuff. You answer more of them right than Kennedy, you win the cash. If you tie, that's a loss for you. And as you heard, she is now gone into that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Are you nervous?
I am so nervous.
It's all right.
You're going to do great.
It's just us listening.
That's what Sal tells us all the time.
Maria Shriver turning 69 today. She's a member of two prominent political families, the Shrivers and the Kennedys, and was married to which actor for 35 years before their split due to him having a child with the housekeeper?
Whoops.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
James Naismith was born today in 1861. He invented basketball in 1891 and lived long enough to see it become an Olympic sport in 1936. Where does the Basketball Hall of Fame reside?
Oh, my God. Neckley basketball. I passed.
Question number three. A neighbor of the Goonies' house in Astoria, Oregon, put up a sign saying, Goonies not welcome. So the owner put up his own sign saying, hey, you guys, Goonies welcome. What is the name of the character who yells, hey, you guys, in Goonies?
This is my error. Oh, my God. Pass. I can't think of it.
Question number four. Paul Rudd showed up at polling places in Philly to hand out water and snacks to voters. Name the movie, also starring Rashida Jones and Jason Segel, that this song, this scene is from. Take a listen.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Slap it a bass.
I love this movie.
Name the movie.
Something about, I don't know. I pass. I can't think of it either.
All right. And question number five. 164 years ago today in 1860, 82% of the eligible voters turned out to elect Abraham Lincoln as our 16th president. What is the name of his famous speech that starts 67 years ago?
The Gettysburg Address.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Hey, you guys.
Kennedy, welcome back. Kim from Lynn got 2 out of 5.
All right.
The only two I answered.
It's okay, Lynn. Kim, you can breathe now.
Well, then that's, 100%.
Yeah. It's a positive spin, Kennedy. I appreciate that. These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Maria Shriver turned 69 today. She's a member of two prominent political families, the Shrivers and the Kennedys, and was married to which actor for 35 years before their split due to him having a child with the housekeeper?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Tied at one. James Naismith was born today in 1861. He invented basketball in 1891 and lived long enough to see it become an Olympic sport in 1936. Where does the Basketball Hall of Fame reside?
Beautiful Springfield, Massachusetts.
I'm not going to touch that.
That might be minus points. 2-1, question number three. A neighbor of the Goonies' house in Astoria, Oregon, put up a sign saying, Goonies not welcome. So the owner put up his own sign saying, hey, you guys, Goonies welcome. What is the name of the character who yells, hey, you guys, in Goonies?
Chunk?
Sloth, Kennedy.
Oh, right.
Chunk does the truffle shuffle. If you don't want Goonies fans near your house, don't buy your house right next to the Goonies' house.
They were living there before.
Well, the sign's not going to work because Goonies never say die.
It's a tiny street. Yeah.
2-1, question number four. Paul Rudd showed up at polling places in Philly to hand out water and snacks to voters.
The best guy ever.
Yep. Name the movie, also starring Rashida Jones and Jason Segel, that this scene is from. Take a listen.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part. The only thing that's coming to my head is grown-ups, but I don't think that's right.
I love you, man. 2-1, question number three. 164 years ago today in 1860, 82% of the eligible voters turned out to elect Abraham Lincoln as our 16th president. What is the name of his famous speech that starts with 67 years ago?
The Emancipation Proclamation.
The Gettysburg Address.
Oh, what am I thinking of?
I'm not sure.
Oh, I feel so better.
I feel worse. So.
2-2 is the final score. With the tie, Kennedy gets the win. Nice work, Kennedy.
Thanks. Well,
yeah. I said those were hard.
They were.
Right? Those were tough.
Yeah, he doesn't lie when he says it every day, 3 times a day.
Oh, my God.
Four.
Well, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, Kim, but we do appreciate you calling in to play this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Kim from Lynn, and I can't be Kennedy. I love you guys.
Love you back.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
I mean, at the end of the day, we got to go to work. We got to go to school. We're going to see our family over the holidays. And there could be some awkward conversations with the results of the presidential election today. Obviously, by now, you've probably heard. But if you're not, Donald Trump reelected will be the president-elect, president number 47, which is unusual. It doesn't happen very often that somebody becomes president, loses an election, then comes back 4 years later to get reelected. And it was hotly contested. Everybody has their opinions about who should have won, who did win. And I think, you know, we just want to, at the end of the day, we want to treat each other with respect and kindness and caring. It's what we try and do on this show. So Kennedy had a great idea to ask somebody from Samaritans to come on the show and talk about that anxiety. You know, people are going to go to work today feeling awesome and happy and excited, and you could be around coworkers who are in tears. And how do you navigate all of that? So we want to say good morning to Casey Maitland, who is a licensed independent clinical social worker, and you've been actually out talking to people about this. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
So I guess the question is, what is the first thing you say to people as they're experiencing this anxiety?
Yeah, the first thing I say is it's very real. I think that the concept of talking about it is one thing, but many, many people are experiencing this right now. And we live in a time where slow down doesn't appear to be a viable option, but it is, and it actually has to be. I think that one of the most important things to share is that there's this age-old saying, right, that protecting your inner peace, protecting your sort of inner mindfulness. I think people say that and they think, oh, that's just something people say who are really mindful and really relaxed all the time, right? But the truth is that it's so important, and it's more important now than it ever has been before. We have more access to information than we ever have had before. And the things that we need to do to protect our inner peace, to make our well-being thrive, and that's different for every individual, are so important for addressing this feeling of overwhelm and anxiety.
What do you say to folks? We have gotten so many text messages this morning, and I stand among their number, who are just saying, you know, it's been a difficult day. I'm in tears. I have to go to work, though. You know, but is there some sort of things that we can do throughout the day today to just, you know, if you're feeling that kind of way, if you're feeling emotional, how you can not just cry in the bathroom?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think that certainly the first thing is disconnecting from social media if you can. I know that sometimes in work life that can be impossible depending on what you do, and I know I'm talking to a crowd like that. But as much as we can step away from the 24-hour news cycle, from sort of the repetition of information, I mean, even yesterday, I chose not to turn on the TV until about 9 o'clock. And I think my day went differently because I would have just been absorbing information sort of consistently over time. But I think and I know everybody's work life is a bit different, and I want to sort of speak to that in that any moments that you can take to go for a walk, get outside, put your phone away, text someone you care about, connect with someone you love, check in with yourself and your emotions, right? There is something called square breathing. Even just, you know, thinking 1, 2, 3, 4, breathing in, holding your breath, 1, 2, 3, 4. You would be amazed if you did that 4 times, what that does to center yourself in a space.
Relatable.
Yeah.
Is that what you do when we're bothering you
all
in
the
here?
Time. All the time.
She calls it taking a lap. Yeah. Well, we're speaking with Casey Maitland, by the way, licensed clinical therapist from Samaritans. You can find Samaritans if you go to SamaritansHope.org. Get a question, Dan?
Yeah, well, there's actually from the 978 on the text line that I think is really poignant and a lot of people are dealing with right now. And they ask, can Casey speak to how to deal with living in a divided household again for the next 4 years?
Yeah, it's so complicated. I think that when we think about how people feel so strongly about some of the issues that they do, I think that there's a space where we have to live in where we acknowledge that we may never change someone's mind and that it's okay for two things to be true at the same time, right? It's okay to really love someone and care about someone.
Radical
but not,
acceptance, baby.
Right? Right? and not agree with what they agree with. And I think there has to be a reminder that that may also not change how you feel about your views and the things that are really important to you and the change that you can make by believing in what you believe in and still continuing to support the things that you believe in, and holding the hope that that change will happen, right, through the avenues that you may already be working in. And so I think there is, you know, I think talking about this idea of accepting other people's emotions, we don't always agree with how other people feel about other things, right? And we still have to manage that, whether it's in our household. So I'll give you a perfect example. I think this will resonate with some of the parents this morning. Trying to get my three-year-old daughter out of the house, and I'm putting her sneakers on just to get her where she needs to go, but she didn't have socks, and so it was a change in the routine. And I put the sneakers on, and the sneakers have sand in them, and it's, you know, and so I literally, as a mental health professional, the words that come out of my mouth this morning were, the sand in the sneakers is not a crisis. Right? And I had this moment where I was like, oh goodness, but it's a crisis to her. Right? It is a crisis to her. And I think that that holding that idea with us in every space that we move, which is just because it's not a crisis to me, doesn't mean that it's not to someone else and that they don't feel strongly about this. And so that's a little bit about sort of human connection and human navigation and relationship navigation, is that we're not always going to be around people that feel and think the same as us. But what are the ways in which we can still live and coexist? It just may be that we have to let some of those things go and not talk about them all the time, because it may just continue to increase tension.
All right, we're talking to Casey Maitland.
Thank you so much.
Who I suggest should start working on a book, and you name that book, The Sand in the Sneakers is Not a Crisis.
Yes, so good. That's right.
That's going to be the title.
I don't know how my daughter will feel about that.
Casey has been practicing the field of mental health, crisis intervention, suicide prevention for over 16 years, and works as the chief clinical officer at Samaritans. Again, if you want to talk to somebody, there's a 24/7 helpline at Samaritans. You can go to SamaritansHope.org. You can also text in. What is that number again?
988 is always there for you whenever you need it.
Yeah.
So
Hey Sam, I think
for young people,
Kennedy
as well.
Kennedy did such a great job of talking about Hey Sam in August, and I think, you know, this is the time period. I'm sure there are youth in the car, ages 15 to 24, 439-726. I think it's important to mention that for 988 calling or texting or Hey Sam, you can text for any reason, and I want to sort of make sure that it's known that, you know, our call takers are very aware of the election stress as well. It's something that we've talked a lot about to them. And so election stress is absolutely a reason that you can text or call into Samaritans. It does not have to be a mental health or suicide crisis.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Casey. We appreciate you coming on this morning.
Thank you so much.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Stephanie from Taunton.
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 Hello, my friend.
Taunton. Hello.
Taunton. Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Stephanie?
Kennedy, may you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. Good luck.
There she goes, the bad boy of Boston Radio. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, and you win yourself $100, okay? And Kennedy has gone now into that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that's happening. Stephanie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you nervous? You sound like you're not.
I am. I called yesterday, and like I was just saying, I got the, you know, the Mix 101, and then I got into a dead zone, and I was like, no.
Oh, so you tried to play yesterday. Yeah. All right.
This is your redemption story.
Here we go. Question number one. A bar song, Tipsy by Shaboozey, is back on top of the Billboard's Hot 100 after a one-week break when Morgan Wallen's song Love Somebody took over. A bar song is now tied for second all-time for the most weeks at number one. Which song from Lil Nas X has the most weeks at number one?
Oh my God, you guys just said this. It's, oh my God, it's the country road song. Oh
my
God. That's
John Denver.
No, it's, I don't remember.
To the place.
West Virginia.
Mount Mama. Take me home.
See, now you guys aren't making me think, though. I'm trying to sing the song in my head. Now you guys are interrupting my head.
It's our fault. Ethan Hawke turns 54 today. He's been in countless films, including starring in the police drama Training Day, opposite which A-list actor?
Denzel Washington.
31 years ago today, in 1993, this song went to number one on the pop singles chart and stayed there for 5 weeks. Take a listen to the song and then name the artist. You ready?
Yep.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
All right, name the artist.
Pretty sure it's Meatloaf.
A video went viral of Taylor Swift's brother Austin preventing a fan from being kicked out of her concert Sunday in Indianapolis. The woman was wearing a Chiefs helmet, which isn't allowed. But Austin de-escalated the situation. What is Travis Kelce's number on the Chiefs?
Oh, man, I don't like... 8.
Question number 5. Emma Stone turns 36 today. She has won the Best Actress Oscar twice. Name both of the films that she won for. Ooh, tough question, Dan.
Is it La La Land and... Mm-hmm. Another... Oh, geez, she's been in so many movies. That was super bad. I don't...
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
No, you did great. Those are our questions. You did really, really well.
She was brilliant and super bad.
Yes. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Stephanie from Taunton.
Taunton
got 2 out of 5.
Oh, no.
The news.
Well done.
These are hard. You ready?
Yeah.
A bar song, Tipsy by Shaboozey, is back on the top of the Billboard Hot 100 after 1 week. It took a break when Morgan Wallen's song, Love Somebody, took over. A bar song is now tied for second all time for the most weeks at number one. This song from Lil Nas X has the most weeks at number one.
Old Town Road.
Old Town Road. That is correct. You missed it. We broke into song while you were gone.
Yeah, they manipulated the situation.
Or we just entertained you.
Yeah. The Bad Boys of Boston Radio.
Singing John Denver songs.
John Denver.
Ethan Hawke, 54 today. He's been in countless films, including starring in the police drama Training Day. Opposite which A-list actor?
Denzel Washington.
2-1. 31 years ago today in 1993, this song hit number one on the pop singles chart and stayed there for 5 weeks. Please take a listen to the song and then name the artist.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
That's Meatloaf.
3-2. Question number 4. A video went viral of Taylor Swift's brother Austin preventing a fan from being kicked out of her concert in Indy. The woman was wearing a Chiefs helmet, which isn't allowed, apparently. What is Travis Kelce's number on the Chiefs?
I think it's 37.
7 was correct. It's 87, like Gronk.
I was going to say that, but I thought that was Gronk's number, and
it
that
is.
Felt weird,
yeah,
to me.
It's a very popular number among linebackers.
tight ends.
I see. All right.
I'm totally off too, Kennedy.
3-2. Question number 5. Emma Stone turns 36 today. She has won the Best Actress Oscar twice. Name both of the films she's won for.
La La Land.
Yeah, everybody remembers that one.
Oh, it was that really weird movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird, you're right.
Poor Things.
Super bad.
Poor Things. Although she should have been nominated for Super Bad.
4-2 is the final score. Nice work, Kennedy.
Super Bad was better.
Super Bad was a better answer. Agreed.
Super Bad was a better movie, as far as I'm concerned. She's naked a lot more in Poor Things, but Super Bad was much better.
I don't think I've seen Poor Things. All right, well, Kennedy gets the win. Stephanie, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but thank you for calling in to play this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Stephanie, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Yep, it is true. I do have a very deep belly button, and occasionally my wife and son will pick all the stuff out of it for me, which I appreciate.
What are you talking about?
Do you have a deep belly button, Dan?
I I do.
You occasionally get lint in there, right?
Sure. I didn't think we were going on
the
air with this, but yes.
Why are we talking about this?
Why not?
For so many reasons.
Do you have a deep belly button? Probably not. You probably have like a very shallow. Lana calls mine a swimming pool.
I'm just going to go on ahead and wait in the soundproof room.
Well, we got to play Campy Kennedy.
I know.
You might want to wait.
I'll just wait in there. Hold
on.
Let me know
well,
when
let's,
you come back.
Let's
you
wait.
See everyone's belly button? You want to see mine?
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't going to win. Man,
you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Karen from Whitman.
Hello, Karen.
Hello, Kennedy. Hi, Carson.
Do you have a deep belly button?
I do.
Yeah. Just happens every once in a while. We get some lint in there, you got to get it out of there. Are you ready to play for $1,000? Oh, your boyfriend does it for you? And that,
yes.
It feels good, though, doesn't it? It's kind of cool.
All right, I'll just be in the other room. Good luck, Karen.
It's a wild conversation with no context.
Thank you.
All right, you're playing for $1,000, the 1K CBK. $1,000 could be yours right now. All you have to do is get more right than Kennedy to win the cash. And Kennedy has now gone in over to the deep cavernous area we call the Soundproof Studio. You ready?
All right. I'm ready.
For this country superstar and coach on The Voice, yesterday was National Redhead Day, something that she acknowledged in a post on social media that didn't go over well with people who thought she should put her focus on the polls and not her roots. Who is she?
On The Voice. Rita Ora.
Question number two. How many many presidents had unusual careers before entering the White House? True or false, the 39th president, Jimmy Carter, was a peanut farmer. True or false?
That is true.
After Kristen Cavallari speculated on her podcast that this toxic singer might be a clone, she received an unexpected call from her publicist saying the singer wanted her number. Cavallari joked after they didn't meet, "Now I do think you're a blank and clone." Who is the singer we're talking about?
Oh, I didn't get the beginning of that question.
Yeah, the singer sings the song. Yeah, the singer sings the song "Toxic."
Oh, Britney Spears.
New music coming this week from Finneas called "Disclaimer." Gabby Barrett called "Carols and Candlelight." Widespread Panic has a new one called "Hailbound Queen." And there's a Christmas album from Steve Perry called The Season 3. Which band did he found and sing for?
Journey.
And question number five, Barry Keoghan confirmed on the Louis Theroux podcast that he went entirely au naturel for his memorable new dance scene, stating it was all me. Which movie did that scene happen in?
I don't know that one.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Does your boyfriend use a little tool to clean it out, like a Q-tip or something?
No, just his fingertip.
Oh, okay. You got a good man there. You got a really good man there. What's his name, Karen?
Yes. His name's Brian.
Brian, how long have you guys been together?
21 years.
See that? Yep. Kennedy, welcome back.
It's a lot of lint.
I have Karen getting 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, Karen.
Thank you.
$1,000 on the line here, Kennedy.
Yeah.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Question number one. For this country superstar and coach on The Voice, yesterday was National Redhead Day, something that she acknowledged in a post on social media that didn't go over well with fans who thought she should put her focus on the polls and not her roots. Who is she?
Reba McEntire? People got mad at her?
Yeah. Yep. She posted it was National Redhead Day, and people were like, really? It's Election Day.
How dare people give Reba a hard time?
I swear.
It just makes no sense.
She's a single mom who works 2 jobs and loves her kids and never stops.
I think that's
here's
a
your
TV
one chance
show.
With gentle hands and the heart of a fighter.
1-0. Question number two. Many presidents have had unusual careers before entering the White House. True or false? Jimmy Carter, the 39th president, was a peanut farmer.
True.
It is true. That's where my wife's from, down that area. Peanut capital of the world, Dothan, Alabama.
She's a little Miss Peanut now.
Yeah. 2-1, question number three. After Kristen Cavallari speculated on her podcast that this toxic singer might be a clone, she received an unexpected call from the...
If that's all I knew I had to do to get her to call me, I would have done it years ago.
Cavallari joked after they ended up not meeting, "I do think you're a blanking clone." Who is the singer she's talking about?
Britney Spears.
3-2, question number four. New music coming this week from Phineas called Disclaimer. Gabby Barrett has an album called Carols in Candlelight. Widespread Panic has a new album, Kennedy.
Who knew?
And there's a Christmas album from Steve Perry called The Season 3 on the way. Which band did he found and sing for?
Journey.
Yes. 4-3, question number five. Barry Keoghan confirmed on the Louis Theroux podcast that he went entirely au naturel for his memorable new dance scene, stating, "It was all me."
I could not imagine that he would not be all him. That's just who he is, it seems.
While some people were claiming that it was a prosthetic.
Don't hate. Congratulations.
I haven't seen the movie, but good for him if they're claiming it's a prosthetic.
What movie is that scene in?
Saltburn.
Saltburn is it.
Oh well.
What are you gonna do, Karen? What are you gonna do?
It was a pleasure talking to you.
It was fun talking to you as well.
Yeah. Tell Brian we said hello.
I love your station.
Well, we love you.
Okay.
All right, hang on. All right, hold on.
Okay.
You know what you gotta do now, right? What do you wanna say to Kennedy?
Yes, I do. This is Karen and Brian from Whitman, and we cannot be Kennedy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.